This is GQDN for Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Go to the checkout line. Put in the word quest as a promo code, and you will get 25% off of your purchase. Very good stuff. Excellent stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some PlayStation games coming in April. What could Microsoft be doing? And how can you get some free games? But today, we talk about a deal that was made last night and that was announced by Wowhead. So via wowhead.com, two articles and one from finance.yahoo.com, NetEase made an agreement with Blizzard Entertainment. So we know over the past couple of years, NetEase and Blizzard were going back and forth. They were trying to hammer out a deal, and things went south back in January last year. Well, last night, the deal was announced that NetEase and Blizzard Entertainment will be bringing back the Blizzard games to China and some new regions. What Wowhead is saying is mostly Taiwan. So that way people can now play World of Warcraft, Diablo, and other Blizzard games. So here's what the NetEase Chief Executive Officer, William Ding, did say in a statement. Quote, "We are thrilled to embark on the next chapter, built on trust and mutual respect, to serve our users in this unique community that we've built together." Here's what Blizzard Entertainment did say in a blue post. I'm not reading all the blue post. Quote, "Blizzard titles to return to mainland China beginning summer 2024. Microsoft Gaming and NetEase deepen their relationship with strategic partnership based on their shared desire to bring new gaming experiences to players across the platforms and markets. Irvine, California, Redmond, Washington, and Hangzhou. Shenzhen, sorry about that. April 9th, back in China, and April 10th. I'm sorry, April 9th. Here in the U.S. and April 10th back in China. I got the two confused. I'm sorry. For the quote, "Beloved video game titles from Blizzard Entertainment that captivated millions of players in China will return to the market sequentially," words are hard, "beginning this summer. Under a renewed publishing deal, Blizzard Entertainment, Microsoft Gaming and NetEase, NASDAQ, NTS, and HKEX 9999 announced today. After continuing discussions over the past year, both Blizzard and NetEase are thrilled to align the path forward to once again support players in mainland China, are proud to reaffirm their commitment to delivering exceptional gaming experience." So, that is now happening. But, what could be the future plans? Well, as well you know, the Gore Howe statue was destroyed, and NetEase did have quite a party over it. But, there are now plans for a new Gore Howe statue to show up sometime soon. We do not know when. There is no timeline for this, but it will happen sometime soon. Now, Ubisoft did say that the Prince of Persia Sands of Time remake may not happen because they lost the voice actor who played the prince, which is Yuri Lowenthal, and it was revealed that Lowenthal will no longer be in the role. And Ubisoft could not tell whether he was still attached to the project. Lowenthal's agent couldn't comment because he's under the NDA. But the series creator, Jordan Mechner, did reply on Twitter that same day, and he said that Lowenthal did some motion capture work for the new game as well. So he got to wield his wooden dagger of time. So, we'll see what happens, because the game was delayed a few times, and The Verge went back to May 2023 and said the game did go back to, quote, the conception phase. That's what Ubisoft calls it. And Ubisoft refunded all the pre-orders back then. So, will it be made or not? We shall see. But we know one that is being made. The new Prince of Persia game is coming from Dead Cells. And Kotaku did say that Dead Cells will be making the second game in the series, called The Lost Crown, and that will be launching this January. In fact, they had a reveal trailer, so if you want to see it, Go look it up on YouTube. I don't mean to be mean, but I'm just saying. But the game will be in early access on May 14th this year. So we are about a month away from that. Looking good, looking good. We'll see what happens. However, if you're looking for a Dead Space 2 remake, EA said, no, not going to happen. This comes to us from GameInformer.com, and yeah, that's exactly what happened. Because Giant Bomb's Jeff Grubb did report that EA's Motive Studio was indeed working on the Dead Space 2 remake before it was shelved following the lackluster sales of Dead Space Remake last year. But EA did deny Grubb's reporting, and they were telling IGN, quote, "We don't normally comment on rumors, but there is no validity to the story." Grubb did reply, quote, "They were working on it. They were working on Dead Space 2, and they were no longer working on it. It was on the shelf because the game had a lackluster sales. Is how it was phrased to me. He continued, quote, "As it stands right now, they were working on it. It was in the conception phase, pre-production, and now the work has been put on the shelf." So Noble, on Twitter, did say, Game Mess Mornings, "According to Jeff Grubb, EA was working on a Dead Space 2 remake, which was in concept phase, but got canceled shelved because of the lackluster sales of the first remake. Now they're working on Iron Man and Battlefield." Indeed they are. But Grubb did get up on Twitter as well. Quote, "I give you my permission to believe EA if you want. But whenever the company says that isn't true, but they don't specify which part of the story they are talking about, well, yeah. Dead Space 2, definitely being planned. It had a code name, and they aren't making it now." So is it on the shelf or not? Well, maybe your Xbox won't be. Just saying, because TheVerge.com did say that Microsoft is bringing Xbox dashboards to the web with a party chat. And Microsoft is previewing the Xbox cloud gaming interface today. And they included the social features and UI that you would find in the Xbox dashboard. Now this will be a web version of the Xbox party chat as well. And there'll be a new interface as part of the Xbox cloud gaming. It will also have or be available on the smart TVs and the MetaQuest VR headsets too. And the Xbox party chat could feature on the web currently available on the smart TVs. So we shall see what happens there. And oh, Pow World people like myself, here comes the PvP mode. Engadget brings us the story, and the Pow World Arena will be coming, because there you will be able to take on other players with the pals that you've captured. And Pocket Pair will train the youngest critters to overcome your rivals. So, first glance, the main difference between this and the Pokemon battles is instead of telling your pals what to do, your character will be in the action as well, trying to take out the enemies with a range of weaponry. Whether it be muskets, rifles, shotguns, that's what you can hold. But they can hold some other things. Guns, handheld weaponry, and the pals have their own powers too. Oh boy, here we go. Fight, fight, fight. I think people won't be fighting about this though. Fanatical, according to GameSpot, will be giving away some games. Well, here's the thing though. You have to spend some money, because right now they're doing the level up sale. So if you spend at least $12, you get a free mystery game. Spend $20, you get a very positive mystery game. You spend $30, you get an overwhelmingly positive mystery game. So, what's on sale, you ask? Well, here's the entire list as I see it. Tekken 8, now $58 while on sale. Doom is now $3.60. Lords of the Fallen, Deluxe Edition, $42. Metal Gear Solid, Master Collection Volume 1, $39. And Solid 5, the Definitive Experience, is $15. Last P, $42. Metal Gear Rising, Revengeance, $15. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Cowabunga Collection, $16.80, or $17. Contra Anniversary Collection, $3. Castlevania Anniversary Collection, $3. Dragon Ball Z, Kakarot, $12. Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2 digital bundle, $4. We'll call it $5. Why not? The Hong Kong Massacre, $3. Evil Within 2, $7. And Dying Light 2 Reloaded Edition at $25. And you could get some other games with it. We shall see. Maybe it'll be this game. According to Eurogamer, the Mountain City Builder Lasara Summit Kingdom is now on Steam. Now, this is a mountain-themed city builder from Quite Okay Games. And that is where it'd be expected to remain in early access right now for the next 6 to 12 months. So if you want to go play some mountain building, there you go. What, the car? Oh yeah, I said that one. Rock, Paper, Shotgun did say that that very title, What the Car, is getting a free demo and will be available to you on September 5th. And that will be on your PC only and on your phone. So if you want to go around a track as a car, you can go play that one if you want. There are also some games coming to PlayStation Plus, and they will have some different games to it. Let's see what you're excited about. Okay, so the PlayStation Plus games will be Animal Well, Tales of Kanzera Zao, Dave the Diver, here it comes, Oddballers, Construction Simulator, The Crew 2, Rise, an Ancient Epic, Lego Ninjago Movie video game, nor Play With Your Food, Deliver Us Mars, Lego Marvel's Avengers, Miasma Chronicles, and Stray Blade. Now, the Classic Games Catalog Editions, only three of them, Alone in the Dark, The New Nightmare, Hey Gulvin, Star Wars Rebel Assault 2, The Hidden Empire, and there's Medieval 3. Oh, by the way, if you get in our Discord, and if you're a Patreon, you would see what dropped today in our Nintendo channel, because there's some stuff that's coming this summer, and there's some stuff that's coming very soon, such as basically going to a Nintendo Switch, My Time at Sandrock, that'll be coming this summer. There's a free update to Risk of Rain 2, so you can enjoy that. Vampire Survivors, Operation Guns DLC, featuring Contra, will be coming to Nintendo Switch on May 9th. Kill Knight will be released this year. Let's School will be coming to Nintendo Switch this summer. And Shia will be coming to Nintendo Switch on June 27th. Go enjoy all of that. You know who we are. We are Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.